Guys, you know how long it's been since we've been in the same room together?
It's been over 2 months.
March 5th?
I think it was March 5th.
That's ridiculous. And now we're all in the same room again to do the 919 Beer podcast. And you know what happened?
What?
I forgot the third mic. So Wayne.
And guess who gets shorted out?
Hey. You have to clean the microphone after every use. Follow the protocol.
Disease aside, I just don't want to share breath with him.
Good point.
This is the 919 Beer Podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts for the 919 Beer Podcast, Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt.
It's the 919 Beer Podcast. Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Adam Eshbaugh and Wayne Holt from 919 Beer. And yeah, it's been that long since we've all been in the same room together. Slowly but surely, guys, we are getting back to normal when it comes to being able to drink around other people. I feel like we should start with how your weekend was at Mason Jar with the first full weekend of your phase two experiment with outdoor seating.
Yeah, it was actually really wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was. Just briefly touch on details. We obviously have a decent amount of outdoor space. There have been updates to the capacity per our attorney. We're able to accommodate more people than a lot of folks are. And thankfully, we took advantage of that, spread every table out that we needed to, and got some really, really awesome positive feedback from the folks who came up. Everybody was able to enjoy themselves. We never even went on a wait, but it was so steady that it was better. I mean, numbers-wise, was better than a regular weekend. Because it just was steady. The weather cooperated after Thursday.
I was going to say,
after Friday, I guess, because Saturday
it was a brutal week.
Saturday ended up being beautiful. Sunday was incredible.
In terms of weather, it was a brutal week for other reasons. Yeah. But it was a brutal week for weather.
Yeah. But it was great. It was a really, really positive weekend.
Have you heard from anybody else and their opening experiences?
Not directly. I've seen some posts and things like that. I think everybody was happy to be able to open their doors and to be open. Obviously, the Raleigh folks have had to change procedures yet again because of everything that's going on. I know Linwood's had to adjust their hours and things like that.
I had some friends that actually went out to Linwood over the weekend, and they looked like they had a pretty decent crowd as well.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so I haven't really spoken to anybody. Wayne, did you go out to Bond at all?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
So I went to Bond, and things were quite smoothly there as well. They are requiring people to have a mask on to go inside the building to order. And I did see a few people that came up that did not have masks, and they didn't want to pay the $8. Bond is selling masks. They don't have any freebies there, any of the paper ones. But I saw a few people turn away. I was supposed to actually meet a buddy of mine that used to work for me years and years ago. And I told him, I can't meet you now, but I'll hit you when I'm free. And I hit him. He goes, yeah, we got there and didn't have masks, so we had to turn around. But overall, I think it went really well. Speaking of Raleigh having to change because of the curfews, I guess things you don't really think about, but I was talking with Laura Eichen last night from Bond. And they had some issues with that because they've got employees that live in Raleigh. And when it first went down on, Monday, she had to reschedule two people to come in because the bartenders that were on both worked in Raleigh, and they had to leave by 7 to get to where they needed to be. So she had to bring somebody in at 7 for that last, I think they closed at 8 o'clock on Monday. So things you don't think about when curfews go in place.
Well, grab it. It's not my turn. You grab it. I'm posting something on social media.
This is the trouble with only having two microphones.
Clean it.
Had Wayne or I prepared this show, we would have come fully prepared with three microphones.
Right. Okay, fine. Look.
Instead, we have two turntables And one microphone.
Here's the context. Here's the context for this. When we all were, again, the last time we did a podcast all together in person was back on March 5th. And we were supposed to do the podcast at Brown Truck while I was at the ACC tournament the following week.
So it turns out we'd have been one microphone short at Brown Truck.
But we're usually that way too in those situations. Regardless,
we would have been too short.
No. I would have had four mics at that time. So when they sent everybody home from the ACC tournament, and then we tried to do a show from the studio for about a week, and then they sent everybody home from the studio because of coronavirus, I've got the podcast equipment on me all the time, but we did not have enough microphones for everybody to be sent home and use. So I've got these fancy mics. So like, hey, we're going to leave you with two, and we're going to have to take the other two to spread those out for the other people who need their remote broadcast equipment. And this thing's been sitting ever since we went back to the studio a couple weeks ago at the Fan. This been sitting in my living room for a while, and I totally forgot that I only had two microphones when I headed over here because I'm trying to cram everything in a day here. And I was like, "Oh crap! Here we are, only two microphones." But you know what? We'll manage.
You know what? We'll adapt and overcome.
And you know what? Do you really care after Wayne broke out the 1942?
Yeah.
Do we care?
Mind you, we're meeting at 12 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah, at Wayne's place.
At Wayne's place, and first time I tasted 1942.
I've not had Don Julio 1942. And actually, I wanted to bring this up because I think this is where we kind of get into the beer conversation, and here's where things get a little relatable. If you've been in the stay-at-home mode, and a lot of us have, a couple things have happened. At least in my world, I've gained weight because I'm home, I'm snacking more, I'm drinking more. But then you also get to a point where, and we've had these conversations before, but it really hit a couple weeks ago. I was beered out, man. Because you're just sitting there drinking beer on the weekend because you got nothing else to do. What are you going to do? You're just sitting at home. You can hang out in the backyard or whatever it is. We're recording the beer podcast at night. Right. That's not a good idea because we start recording the beer podcast like at 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, well, screw it. I'm going to start drinking some beer.
Ironically, the beer podcast nights have been nights I've wanted to go to bed early.
Yeah, not me.
So they have not turned into big drinking nights.
Yeah, not like for me.
Two it's beers
like,
and then
well,
I'm done.
I'm going to have to stay awake and do this and whatever. I'm like, fine, screw it. I'm going to start drinking beer here at dinner and I don't have to drive home.
Right, right.
So you just drink.
That's the big convenience because you're already there.
So I got bored. I got bored with beer. And I have now started to go down the tequila route. And this happened around my mom's birthday because my mom's a big fan of Casamigos. And I inadvertently bought the Reposado, thinking you could mix it with margaritas.
You can.
You can. My mom is a big margarita
fan. I would argue that
fan.
Makes my favorite type of margaritas.
It's too sweet. It's too sweet for me.
You like the Blanco or Silver.
I like the Blanco or the Silver. But then I just tried the Reposado from Casamigos with squeeze and lime, a couple cubes of ice. I put it in my Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance Yeti, the little one, not the big one, the little one. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The little.
The one that can almost double as a koozie.
Kind of, yeah. And some people put a splash of club soda. I did not. And I don't need anything else. I'm good. And it's very effective. And I don't feel bloated when it's all said and done.
So
super effective, man.
I mean, we can go down this path.
We should.
We want to talk tequila because I'm a big tequila fan. I will put Reposado in margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually my favorite with a floater of Grand Marnier. And that's the way to go.
Plus,
if you make your own sour, which is super simple, there's nothing fancy about making your own sour.
No, there's not.
Because you can do it to taste. You need lime juice, simple syrup, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's what I did on my margarita.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are diet conscious, here's a little pro tip. Make your simple syrup with Splenda or your favorite low-calorie sweetener. What's mm-hmm. the Stevia?
Stevia, yeah.
Stevia, whatever. I use Splenda. Makes a world of difference. You're cutting out the sugar. I don't like sugar. Just we've talked about this. I'm not a big fan of sugar in general. I don't like the sugary sweetness. That's why I don't drink sweet tea, but I'll put Splenda in my unsweet tea. Anyway, yes, Blanco or Reposado for margaritas for me, but if I'm going to sip something, it's Añejo, which is, you know, it's aging. We're talking aging when you're talking tequila. So 1942, that's Añejo, yeah? Mm-hmm.
It is. And I bought that bottle for a celebration I had on Monday, so I thought I'd share it with these guys today. But typically when I drink tequila, it's Don Julio 70. And I don't drink tequila except just neat. So I'm probably going to transition into some of what Joe was just talking about. He's doing.
I'd rather have that than a margarita.
Well, yeah, right. See, I'm not a.
I love margaritas too. And shout out to Mason Jar, because I know when we had dropped by a couple weeks ago, you guys had the strawberry margarita mix, and Kelly absolutely.
Yeah, the strawberry jalapeno.
Kelly absolutely loved it, but I was like, damn, I'd rather have this than a margarita.
Well, I've never been a mixed drink guy, so I'm trying to adjust a little bit into maybe a vodka tonic, or as you're saying, the tequila with a little squeeze. But I've been drinking a lot of wine. As you can see, you guys are here at my house here at the Chicken Coop.
Yeah.
And you see my wine cooler out there now.
I do. I see that.
That's a new addition to the place.
I have beer in my wine cooler. Well, but anyway.
I don't have a wine cooler.
I have,
it came with the house.
Well, I have.
Oh, there you go.
Beside the wine cooler is a kegerator.
Yeah, I see that.
That has only ever seen one sixth in it. That came from the mason jar, and after 2 years, I took it back because I never drank it because I never could get it to work properly. So now I just store my beer in the kegerator, and that's an expensive kegerator because it was bought to go into business.
Are the lines clean?
The lines are brand new. I mean, I just put all brand new stuff on it before I moved it over here in December.
Uh-huh.
But to the point of the wine. I, too, have gotten a little bit bored with beer.
Yeah.
For some of the same reasons.
And that's okay.
It's okay. Right.
It's okay.
For some of the same reasons.
Guys, this is a beer podcast. It's not okay. Anyway.
It's totally okay. As I just finished this 1942, and I'm going back to your mislabeled Star of the
South. To the point that last Friday night I sat here and watched I participated in a virtual wine tasting and education. And
those are fun.
One of the things that was posted on the screen was happenings in the wine world and spirits. E-commerce is a new normal in the wine world, which I think it is in all spirits, that, or was there for a while.
Yeah.
Hard seltzer now makes up 10% of all beer sales, and it's up 330%.
Woo!
1.75-liter spirits are hot. Magnums and 3-liter boxes of wine are also hot. Canned wine sales are up 70%.
Canned wine?
Canned wine.
Jeez.
As are half bottles and also pre-mixed drinks. So, I'm not into the hard seltzers yet, but I have been enjoying the wine. But I will say that I have supported our friends down in Clayton at Deep River recently with that strawberry lager and that dill pickle collaboration they do with Mount Olive. Oh, my gosh.
You're a big pickle fan.
I am a big pickle fan, but that dill pickle with a cheeseburger with a slice of Clausen's Kosher dill on it and that watermelon lager after working in the yard, hard to beat. I mean, I do like your lagers too, but that watermelon is serious.
Did you hear the one about the pickle?
I did not.
It was a really big dill.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
It was a really big dill. Get it?
Didn't I? Okay. Yeah.
If we're talking about summer, I guess cocktails or whatever, I'm a huge cocktail fan. I like coming up with them for the restaurants. It's kind of a fun thing. And I think when you're a food person, you like beverage. Anyway, you have your go-tos or your kind of favorites. You and I, like Wayne, we'll drink old fashions when we're out. I am not a big bourbon drinker in warmer weather. I will drink an old fashioned if we're out to dinner or something like that. I'm meeting friends, something like that at night. But 9 times out of 10, I'm a gin and tonic guy, vodka tonic, something lighter, something when the weather gets warm, I go clear. Mm-hmm. Usually if I'm at the pool or on the boat or fishing or something like that, Max and I've been doing a lot of fishing recently. I go foam cup. Spiced rum and ginger ale. Like that's my fishing cocktail. We call them BLDs. That stands for big liquor drink.
I like it.
And that's how we do it down in the Quay.
Why the foam cup as opposed to a solo?
Why foam?
It's the mouthfeel. It's just something about holding a foam. This is something like from years ago. It's something. Right. It keeps it cold. Keeps it very cold.
You could put that in an Arctic.
I know it's not the same when you're drinking out of like an Arctic or something like that. Different feeling.
All
like,
right.
I'll do it. We'll take those when we go on vacation or something. We'll take them. You can put the lid on them.
Sure.
Things like that. But if I'm just making it at the house, foam cup, it's just always been the thing. I know it's not good for the environment. I know.
No.
So that's why I use like one a week. Like I go through a pack. I'll just wash it out and keep going. I just really like foam.
Adam.
I really like it. Adam. I know it's terrible.
And I bet you're doing this with those big old baggy, oversized, stretched out 12 year old cutoff sweatpants.
Oh, they're at least 12 years old. I
learning a lot about you today.
No, I mean no. We have a little. This is a funny thing in my neighborhood. We have this retention pond that some people have been adding fish to, and it also feeds into Bass Lake.
Okay.
So there's a ton of brim, ton of like bait fish, like minnows and things like that. There's a few catfish.
Sure.
Rumor has it there's some bass in there.
Mm-hmm.
The kids like, kids and neighborhood folks alike, like going down there and fishing. It's steps from my house, from my backyard. So Max has really, really gone into fishing. In fact, Saturday, we went to Bass Pro Shops. He was able to spend a lot of his birthday money on a new rod and stuff like that. So we've been fishing a lot and... That's kind of the evening. If I've got daylight and we're not, I don't have to make dinner or something, we're down at the pond fishing. I light a cigar to keep the bears away and go fishing for a couple hours with the boy.
That might explain why my last house in your subdivision won't sell.
Because of me?
Just that whole thing you just said.
Yeah.
You guys are now fishing out of a retention pond.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking that the classy people that usually buy my houses probably are going just driving by and seeing what's happening over at the retention pond. And they're going, let's head back west and at least get to Holly Springs. This Fuquay crowd's a little rough.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you, man. First of all, your houses are on the other side of the neighborhood, okay?
Fancier side?
But no, it's funny because I was laughing because I can see that pond from my house. And when I'm grilling and stuff, I'm like, what are those fools doing? And I got friends that are those fools and they're texting me and because my son was going down there and they're texting me pictures of these fish the kids are catching. And it's hilarious. So Max wanted me to go down and then we go fishing.
All right. Hey, look, I'm not judging.
We actually went out on John's got my buddy John's got a boat and we went out Sunday at Bass Lake. And that was the first time Max was able to go out there. He caught his first two bass ever. Nice. And was very excited.
Nice.
And then came home to the pond. No, at Harris Lake. Sorry.
We got you. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be interesting. You know, you talk about going out on the lake or on a boat, and I feel like it's been interesting to see the stay-at-home orders. People are now going to the beach. People are now going out to the lake a little bit more. I think some people are...
The lake was always in use.
Well, I
because we were out there a good bit because how much more socially distant can you be if you're on a boat away from other people?
Well, what I'm saying is I've had some conversations with friends where they never contemplated buying a boat.
Until now.
Because...
Not going on vacation this year.
Right. Like, okay, well, so what right. are we doing?
Right.
I mean, I've already had to cancel. I mean, look, I was supposed to go to Hawaii this month. That got pushed back, obviously. Yeah. Was supposed to go to Disney in July. That's not happening.
I thought they were trying to reopen July 11th.
Well, our dates were before that.
Oh.
We were going to be there July 6th, and then we were leaving the 11th. So right off the bat, I was not going to be able to go that week. Number two, I didn't want to be there the first week.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So I was like, hey, can we do this in February?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, that's no big deal. So push that off.
Unlike the pickle.
And you find yourself in situations where, okay, what the hell do we do? So
I'm on a boat.
People are thinking about boats. I have no interest in a boat because
it's good to have friends with a boat though.
Boats. Yes. Boats are like dogs for me. They seem like a lot of work.
A lot of work and a lot of money.
Yes.
Like you just keep spending on them.
I don't like, it's not that I don't mind other people's dogs. They're fun, but I don't want to have a dog. So the boat's in the same boat. It's, if you
ooh,
will.
Ooh, 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 so meta.
I take that one back. I got to take that one back.
That was so great, Joe.
I'm disgusted with myself.
Two stars, Joe Obvious.
Yeah. No, give me one star for that. That was disgusting. So long story short, what I have found myself gravitating towards, I never thought this was going to ever happen, camping stuff.
Preach on, brother.
Dude, I think I figured out why I'm into the camping stuff, because I got it on an REI sale. They're doing a clearance, like they're once a year, like, all right, we're just getting rid of crap. So I started getting hooked on the equipment. Like, these are gadgets. Wait, are you telling me that I can buy this thing called, and I'm not making this up, it's called a pocket rocket.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, right. So,
but it was a different.
No, yeah, okay. Not that. So we got the pocket rocket. I also got a 2-burner stove. I also got the tent. There are self-inflating mattresses.
I got all that stuff.
Now I'm like,
I've been camped since I was 12, I don't think.
And then I was bummed out because this past weekend we were supposed to finally go camp, right? But Jordan Lake is not at 100% in terms of what they can do with their facilities.
Well, the ones 100 yards in interior were lakeside a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, that's true too. I think that's actually one of the spots that we were supposed to be at. Yeah. And that, forget it.
But to the point of your friends wanting to buy a boat, yeah, or thinking of it, just give them one piece of advice. The two happiest days of a boat owner's life are the day they buy it and the day they sell it. Anything in between?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, like, our friends, we have some friends who are very much about that hashtag lake life. So they've been going out to Jordan Lake like every weekend.
Yeah, and there are those, but for the casual person that didn't grow up around it, it's hard because it's a lot of work.
Here's the other thing, though. I believe that a lot of this stuff just kind of gets taken care of. So, like, where they are at their marina, they just show up.
They got
up.
The marina, so right. So all they so do is, that's the way to roll.
And then, like, a tractor takes their boat out. Like, you get in the boat. I'd never experienced this before. You get in the boat, and then the tractor takes you out to the water, and then off you go. And then when you're done, you basically get on this little Google Doc, like, hey, I got to get picked up. And then the tractor comes out, they pick you up, they take you back to the space, and you're done.
Right.
So.
And that on top of what they're already spending for the boat is probably $200 a month.
It's like a country club.
It is, right.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's the way to do it.
Sure.
Because when I owned the Yamaha franchise back in the late 90s, early 2000s, we always got a jet boat and 4 Wave Runner demos every year.
They have a Yamaha jet boat, yeah.
It was fantastic.
Apparently, the maintenance on those bad boys is very low.
They are low. But here's the thing. They love gasoline. Mm-hmm. They love the oil mix.
Yeah.
And they love to be washed and nurtured and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had the franchise, I had friends I didn't know I had. They would come by and hook up and drag something to the lake, and they would park it for me, but nobody ever wanted to buy gas, nobody ever wanted to buy oil,
oh, right.
Nobody ever wanted to buy food.
Yeah.
So after a while, I just said, you know what? The fun's out of it. It's a lot of work. But I like a boat, especially with the situation your friends have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I think I can own one.
I mean, I've got family and friends with boats, and I'm happy with that. I don't want my own. My midlife crisis was a Jeep.
Well, the same purchase, thing. So. But the reason why I bring this up is that your ability to go and do the things that you're used to doing has been affected by the stay-at-home orders.
Sure.
And the willingness, even if you can do it, are you sure you want to get on a plane right now?
Yeah.
Like those types of things. Do you really want to sit in a cabin with recycled air with all the other things going on, even if you wear a mask? My point is that it is causing families to reassess a lot of how they spend their leisure time. I wanted to go to Mason Jar this weekend, right? But the priority of, all right, how do we keep the kids entertained?
Sure.
It's one thing.
Yeah, and it's a drive.
Well, it's not that. It wasn't so much the drive. It was more along the lines of, okay, we only have so much time on the weekend and the kids have been cooped up. What can we do
right
to get them active? Because sometimes...
And just getting them outside to keep them cooped up is not the same thing.
Not the same thing. So like, all right, so what are we going to do? We're going to pack up the car. All right, kids, we're going to go to Mason Jar. You're going to sit there
right
at a bench and you're going to look at a screen right while we drink? Nah. So you're going to try to find to do some other stuff.
Yeah.
That's where the boats come in. That's when doing day trips out to the beach go in. But I am the type of person...
That's right. You guys went to the beach.
We did go to the beach. But I am the type of person that refuses to just... be pigeonholed into the one thing all the time. So, like, you get the beach house, then you feel the obligation to use the beach house all the time.
Beach house, yeah.
You get the boat, you feel the obligation that you better use the boat.
It's nice to have friends and or relatives that have all of that stuff.
Yes.
And then you can you can take advantage of it. I don't want to say use that because I feel like I've got a unique way to reciprocate with all of the beer my friends like to drink.
Now, all of this is a long lead up to the final topic because I've never been camping before. Okay. The only camping I've ever done, actually two instances. First one is Fort Wilderness in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
That's not really camping. It's Disney. The other is in Yosemite, where you went to the little happy canvas tent village where you're on a platform.
A lot of glamping.
I wouldn't call it glamping. Wouldn't call it that. But those things are all there for you. You just show up, you pack your, you put your stuff in the bear trap, you're good to go, right? My question, and if I wanted a beer, easy. I just went to the shop. I went to the little pantry that's there on the Yosemite campus. Yeah. And I could bring my beer back. I'm good to go. So if you're camping for multiple nights, how do you keep the beer cold? Do I have to buy a freaking Yeti?
You
gotta
buy a nice cooler.
Are you telling me my R2-D2 and C-3PO igloos are not going to get it done?
I got a Yeti you can borrow, bro.
I'll probably borrow.
You'll need a wheel cart to carry it. But
yeah, I know. You got a big boy.
Yeah.
That's where we get back to the tequila and the vodka and all that other stuff. Right. I don't have to worry about cooling that.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're going to have to keep other things cool. You got that two-burner stove. Yeah. What are you going to cook, right? Like, a good cooler is part of camping.
Am I going to have to drop?
Where are you trying to go camping? I know you said Jordan Lake, but like...
Jordan Lake, Umpstead, wherever. Although we might go out to Asheville.
Can't take beer to Jordan Lake.
Says who?
Says the state.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Whoa.
Whatever.
Jeez.
So, the other question then is, like, I want to go to Asheville. It's going to be for multiple days if we're going to go camping.
There is an Asheville glamping.
I know. I actually looked into it. I actually looked into the Asheville glamping. It looked entertaining.
They're a great Instagram account.
I really want an Airstream.
So what? This is good. You know, Dave and I are doing these happy hours. And
we want an Airstream.
It's a direct
Wayne
competitor.
His head.
It's a direct competitor. Our happy hour on Wednesday is a direct competitor with the OG. I apologize for that.
But
I've got to make a living too, Joe.
Not worried about it.
So we have these like questions of the week and things like that. And one of the questions I've thought of is, at what age do certain things go from like, unappealing to cool or coveted.
Okay.
Airstreams are one of them. Like, at what age?
When were Airstreams ever uncool?
As a kid, I thought Airstreams were like the most hideous thing. Why would anybody? As a kid, as like a 6, 7, 8 year old? No.
That thing looked badass.
Not when I was a kid.
All right.
Not growing up in mid Maryland.
Right, fine. All right,
maybe in Boca, you know. But,
ow.
Sorry, my leg just completely cramped.
Oh, boy.
# Peloton life.
I saw Wayne's Peloton. You want to hop on to work
jump
that
on,
out?
Jump on, work it out. Work
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, work
jump
it out. On, work See it out. What Allie loves up to. See if she wants to
He's
work
in pain.
You out.
He's in pain. It's tough getting old, bro. And I got you guys, but what, 15, 17 years?
18 on me.
Yeah, there you go. Wait a minute. You're 40.
Yeah.
And I don't have 18.
I was born in 80. You graduated in 80.
Easy, killer.
Jeez.
Wow. But I graduated young, though. Because I was so smart.
Like
Doogie Howser. Not unlike Doogie. Not unlike.
Jesus.
Anyway,
you're talking
all that to say, like there are certain things like I never thought Airstreams were cool until I don't remember the exact age, but they became something that were like, oh, this is a really cool thing to have, and now they're amazing. My sister...
I want one permanently in my backyard.
My sister and her husband's Air Force, they were stationed out here for a couple of years at Johnson.
Yeah.
They lived on base, got rid of their house. When they had to move to Alabama and then to Panama City, outside of Panama City, for his latest training over this past year, they didn't rent or buy a place. They bought... A camper.
Okay.
Apparently, this is pretty common with some military folks.
Yeah.
They bought a camper. They lived out of them and the two dogs, just hung out, saved a ton of money. And they just this past weekend sold it. And now they've moved to Oklahoma City because he's got to go to flight school now. Mm. But they didn't have an Airstream. They had a really nice camper. And it was like, I'm looking at it like, oh, that's kind of a nice thing. Nice thing to have.
I honestly want an Airstream to put on my property because I have a little tributary that goes to Crabtree Creek. I would put it on the other side of the tributary to have like my own man cave. Who needs a man cave when you have your own Airstream?
And so what does Kelly Ovius have to say about this?
She just goes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, sure. Although it is funny, that's another aspect of the stay-at-home life in the last couple months. is that we largely did not use the other side of the tributary. You have a bridge that goes over it, and it was always just natural area. But we talked about this in previous podcast where our backyard neighbors, the ones directly across from us, separated by a fence, we both looked at each other like, I mean, I know we all know each other, but we ain't right. got nothing to do. So
you guys were doing the socially distant out, right? like happy hour.
So we've actually gotten into this habit every weekend where usually on Fridays we'll hang out. But then, like, you know, sometimes Fridays don't work out, the weather's whatever, and then we find ourselves like, well, it's Sunday night. I'll do a short one tonight. But then little by little I've been working on that backside of the backyard. And now I'm actually devoting this weekend to trying to level up from where we were with having like a cheap fire pit with some stone on the ground and some tiki torches to I've built a hut for the kids and now I'm investigating zip lines. Now, part of me wants the zip line to go down the tributary to make it dangerous, like to add an element yeah. of danger, but the kids are not feeling that. It's like, well, what if we fall? I'm like, well, hold on tight.
And my brother and I built a zip line before zip lines were in now, vogue.
Dude.
Like, in the country, growing up, like I could have been maybe 10 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
And we took, because I grew up on a farm, and at the time, Carolina Power and Light would come by and replace the light poles every once in a while, and they had the guy wires that hold the poles up, mm-hmm. and they would just leave everything in the field, so we would grab it. We literally took between two pecan trees. We wrapped that cable around the limb, you know, six or eight times, and then took some fence staples, nailed it down, then put a piece of galvanized pipe and a chain so we could sling it back up yeah. and ran it down to the next tree, wrapped it around that six or eight times. We had our own zip line. And didn't ask anybody. You know, mom and dad didn't care. They're like, just get out of the house. Go play. So, yeah, I like the idea of the zip line, and I like it being over something.
So I'm gonna give that a shot. I did not realize that that zip lines are expensive, like the ones that
they're not. I just said a piece of cable and a galvanized pipe, bro.
No, I'm talking about the American Ninja Warrior one,
Joe.
It comes with an American Ninja Warrior branding, so you know it's cool. Legit.
I can make you some decals. And you can call it what you want to, but I'm trying to save you $400.
Are you gonna come over and help me?
That's easy.
All right.
Wayne's got people for that.
All right. Well, let's talk. I got the two oak trees to put it behind, so we're good. Got two big, sturdy oak trees. We can make this happen.
So that's what you're going to be doing, camping and
ziplining
throughout the summer with sans vacation.
Yes.
I would suggest for you, Joe, if you've not been camping for a minute or ever, as
ever,
you said.
Ever.
So I would suggest that maybe you take that area on the other side of the tributary, mm-hmm. and maybe you set up out there and stay out there for 48 hours as if you are out camping.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's going to happen.
Like Survivor Man.
No, we're going to have. No, that's going to happen. We're going
to. And Kelly has to do it with you because.
No, I'm going to do it with the kids.
Do an ACC panic room like every 6 hours
from,
or something.
From the campground. No, I was actually thinking about that. If the weather holds up this weekend, I was actually thinking about. I think the weather's going to be nice this weekend. I think I'm actually going to go out there and set up a tent.
Is Kelly going to go camping with you?
No, Kelly's been after me to go
camping. She's wanting it?
Yes.
I want to go too. I've been wanting to go camping.
It's a six-person tent, Wayne.
No, I've got my own tent. I got my own stuff.
You don't want a spoon?
I got my own gear.
You don't want a spoon?
No.
Okay.
No. Fair enough. I got my own gear.
No.
Wow.
No, I mean, I think that's a good dry run. You can do a little Michael Scott Survivor Man, you know, if you wear pants so you can cut the bottoms off mm-hmm. and then they become like a headband and other things.
I'm with it.
To keep you surviving. So you're picking up camping and ziplining. I'm taking up fishing again.
Taking up fishing.
Like when I was a kid. Wayne, what are your summer plans, COVID-based?
I'll tell you what my plan is.
Yeah, no,
guys,
that's not even.
I will tell you.
No, man, just walk out back. We'll walk. Adam, you saw a little bit of it when you got here.
I'm spending all summer.
At the pool. Yeah. Anywho. No, I've taken up gardening. If you walk outside and look, I've got lots of gardening things going on and really enjoying that. I'm getting some cucumbers and some peppers already. And
any eggplants?
I did plant one eggplant, but I've not gotten any yet. Just the emoji.
Any peaches?
No peaches. Yeah, so, but I, I'd like to go camping.
Okay.
Fishing. I used to fish a lot.
Hey, look, I got enough room in my backyard where you can be on the other side of the creek. You could.
That's great.
You could be your own guy on the other side of the creek, man.
You let me know what day you're camping.
I'm doing it Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Now, are the boys? Are the little boys going to get upset if the big boys are doing like we kind of did down at Rocky Mount?
No,
we're sitting out by the fire pit.
No, they won't.
You know, having
they
a big won't. Time.
Yeah, as long as the Wi-Fi connection's good, so they can watch Disney Plus in the tent, they're good.
Dad, what is that?
It's a wiffle ball. It's a wiffle ball. That's what it is. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the 919 Beer Podcast. No guest today.
It was just good to be back.
It was good to be back. Now, the reason, in all honesty, there's a reason why there was no guest today. It's pretty wild for everybody right now.
It is.
So hopefully things will settle down next week and we can check in with some of our favorite people and see how they've been handling phase two of the Safer at Home initiative and how things have been with people coming back and if they've dealt with any idiots. They probably dealt with some idiots.
No,
not at all. Not at all. We'll see y'all next week.
Cheers.
You've been listening to the 919 Beer Podcast with hosts Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt. Don't forget, there are many ways you can listen to this podcast, including streaming at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app. And you can also subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn. This podcast also airs Saturday mornings at 8 on Buzz Sports Radio. Thanks again for listening to the 919 Beer Podcast.